Well, Democrats had hoped to turn Texas blue in the 2020 election, but as we know, that did not happen. President-elect Joe Biden lost the state by about 6 points, and Republicans actually gained support in southern Texas along the U.S. border with Mexico, an area that's really pretty reliably blue. Valerie Gonzalez is a reporter with the Monitor newspaper in McAllen, Texas, and she's been gathering some local reaction near the border there. Valerie, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and as I said, counties along the Texas border, traditionally pretty Democratic, but the support eroded this time around. What happened?
It caught everyone off guard. I don't think that either party, from speaking to them before the election, expected the results that we got. I think everybody felt that this was an awakening.
Well, the Republican Party, let's just tick through some of the numbers here to give people context. The Republican Party made significant gains in the Rio Grande Valley. In Starr County, the president got 47% of the vote this year, compared to just 19% of the vote in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. Republicans must be thrilled. What are you hearing from them?
You know, I spoke to the Republican chair in Starr County, and he didn't realize what the turnout would be until the second week of early voting. That's when he started realizing that there were more and more people who were going over to him and telling him that they had voted for Trump, that he started to realize they were going to make a significant gain in their support this year. So it was unexpected for everyone.
But do you have any sense of why? Because in Florida, for instance, we saw Latino voters, people of Cuban descent, for instance, break in favor of President Trump. The reason was because the message about Democrats being socialists seemed to resonate there in Florida. But why in Texas, along the border, where many of the people are of Mexican descent, why did Trump do so well there? Does anyone have any theories?
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of people think that immigration is going to be something that really stands out to the Mexican-American voter, but that's not really the case, or at least not in Starr County, where the community is sustained by three main employers, the city, the county, and the school district. And if you don't get a job with them, you have to travel further to find a job. And a lot of people there work in the oil industry. So when they heard that Biden was kind of wavering in his support for the oil industry and his support for the renewable energy, that definitely caused concern for people there with those jobs. But when we hear about immigration on a greater scale, things like the migrant protection protocols or the Remain in Mexico program, those things are a little further away from home. So they tend to focus more on what affects them directly. And what affects them the most is job security.
And you're referring to the policy that the Trump administration put into place that requires migrants applying for asylum in the United States to wait, in many cases, many months on the Mexican side of the border. You also note that in Hidalgo County, turnout was lower than in the northern part of the state, so that's got to have Democrats very concerned. And I also want to ask you about a trip that you took to Mexico, to Matamoros, just over the border, soon after the Associated Press called the race for Joe Biden. Here's a clip from one of the migrants you spoke with. His name is Danilo, and he's from Honduras.
Que vean en Estados Unidos, verdad, pues, que lo que hace Trump no es bueno. No es bueno.
In English, he's saying there the U.S. should see that what Trump did was not good. Did you get a sense of relief from people in those camps when they looked at the election results?
Yes. Migrants follow the news very closely. So they know what Biden's platform is, and they're hoping that he acts on it soon so that they can go ahead and go through their asylum court hearings.
What has Biden said about his policy for those migrants in those camps?
Well, he said he would end MPP within the first 100 days, and migrants will definitely be holding him to that.
All right, I'm sure they will be. Valerie Gonzalez, a reporter with the Monitor newspaper in McAllen, Texas, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for inviting me.